Welcome to this second session on retail schemes. There are two direct calculation schemes, Direct Calculation Scheme 1 and Scheme 2. We shall look first at Direct Calculation Scheme 1. This scheme allows for differences in markups, but it is a fairly simplistic scheme, and it is only available where retailers have a turnover not exceeding £1 million per year. The scheme involves using estimated selling prices again. The category of goods with the higher ESP is called the majority goods, and the category of goods with the lower ESP is called the minority goods. The scheme uses the ESP of purchases in the period, even though these goods may or may not be sold in the period. The ESP for minority goods bought in the period are either treated as the standard rated part of gross takings, where those minority goods are standard rated, or are deducted from gross takings to give the standard rated figure, if those minority goods are zero rated. With the Direct Calculation Scheme 1, there is no stock adjustment and no annual adjustment required. Let us have a look at an illustration of the operation of Direct Calculation Scheme 1 and the calculation of output tax due. JJ Limited provides the following information. In the quarter to the 30th of June, the estimated selling price of standard rated purchases is £67,200. And the zero-rated purchases is £39,200. Gross takings for the quarter were £84,000. Zero-rated goods are the minority goods, so to remind ourselves, the minority goods are the goods with the lowest ESP. Now for a direct calculation scheme, one type calculation, where the minority goods are zero-rated, as in this case, then the estimated selling price of the minority goods purchased in the period are deducted from gross takings to give the standard rated figure, i.e., the figure on which we calculate the output tax due. We take our zero rated purchases, these are minority goods estimated selling price of £39,200, and we deduct that from the £84,000 gross taking for the quarter. What we are going to be left with is basically the standard rated part of these gross takings. Because it is VAT inclusive, we multiply by 7 over 47. To get down to £6,672 of output tax due for the quarter. It is now your turn to have a go at a question on Direct Calculation Scheme 1. JJ Limited provides us with information for the remaining three quarters of its VAT year ended the 31st of March. You are given the estimated selling price of the standard rated and the zero rated purchases, and the gross takings for each of these remaining three quarters. You are required to calculate the output tax due for each quarter. Remember, the minority goods are the zero-rated goods, and that means that you have got to take the estimated selling price for the minority goods from each quarter's gross takings, and that will give you the standard-rated figure which you will then multiply by 7 over 47. See, I have nearly done the question for you, but you take a few minutes to see if you can work out the answers yourself. When you think you have got the right answer, click on the appropriate number in the answer section to see if you are right. So, with Direct Calculation Scheme 1, we take the gross takings of £140,000, deduct the estimated selling price of the zero-rated purchases, which is £36,400, multiply the difference by 7 over 47, and we get £15,430 as our output tax due for the quarter ended September. With a Direct Calculation Scheme 1, we take our gross takings of the quarter of £145,600, deduct the estimated selling price of the zero-rated purchases, which is £28,000, and multiply the difference by 7 over 47. This gives us output tax of £17,515 for the quarter ended the 31st of December. With Direct Calculation Scheme 1, we take the £84,000 of gross takings for the quarter, deduct from it the estimated selling price of zero-rated purchases for the quarter, which is £35,000, and then multiply by 7/47. This gives us £7,298 of output tax for the quarter ended the 31st of March. Just one more thing to say about Direct Calculation Scheme 1. In a period where stock is built up, it would be possible for the ESP of standard rated purchases to exceed the total gross takings. The approximation is supposed to work well in the long run over several quarters. This, of course, is allowed by customs.
We shall now look at Direct Calculation Scheme 2, which is available for all retailers with a turnover not exceeding £130 million.
The scheme is basically the same as Direct Calculation Scheme 1, and so every quarter the same calculation as DC Scheme 1 are performed. The difference arises with an annual adjustment, which is required using the whole year's totals and is performed at the end of each year. In addition, when working out the annual adjustment, there is a stock adjustment, and you add to goods received the opening stock at the start of the year, and deduct from goods received the closing stock at the year end.
For an illustration of Direct Calculation Scheme 2, I am going to use the previous illustration and the question you attempted. We are going to be looking at the four quarters for JJ Limited to the year ended the 31st of March.
I have outlined here the output tax that you and I have calculated for those four quarters, which totals £46,915 for the year. The standard rated purchases and zero rated purchases by reason of their estimated selling price are also outlined for each of those quarters. Now for the whole year, gross takings totaled £453,600. If we are doing Direct Calculation Scheme 2, then we need to do an annual adjustment. Also required will be a stock adjustment, and I have given you the estimated selling price of stock at the start of the year and at the end of the year for the standard rated purchases and the zero rated purchases. Let's start off by calculating our annual adjustment for standard rated purchases, remembering that we have to use estimated selling price. Our total of standard rated purchases for the year comes to £319,200. Now, opening stock of standard rated purchases was £56,000. Add this onto our total for the year, and then deduct closing stock of standard rated purchases, which is £50,400. That totals £324,800. We do exactly the same calculation now for our zero rated purchases. So we take this total zero rated purchases for the year, add on the opening stock at the start of the year, and take off closing stock at the end of the year to give us a grand total of £141,400. Now these are going to be the figures that we are going to use for our annual adjustment. So to calculate the output tax due, we are going to start by taking our gross takings for the year, which is given as £453,600. And from this, we will deduct our zero-rated purchases, remembering, of course, that zero-rated goods are our minority goods, and these have to be taken away from the total gross takings. We then multiply the difference by 7 over 47, and this gives us a total of £46,498 of output VAT. Now this figure is effectively the true output VAT we should have accounted for during the whole year. We therefore have to compare this with the actual output VAT, £46,915, which we accounted for when we added up each of the quarter's totals. So if we look at the difference between the two numbers, we get a difference of £417. This £417 is our annual adjustment for the year. We have therefore overpaid output tax during the year of £417, and we can thus claim this excess back from customs. The annual adjustment is made on the fourth quarter's return. This is quite unusual, because usually annual adjustments are made on the next VAT return. Now there are other retail schemes.
Traders with a turnover exceeding £130 million per annum are required to agree a bespoke scheme with customs.
A bespoke scheme effectively is a tailor-made scheme just for that retailer, which has to be agreed between the retailer and customs. There are also some very special retail schemes for certain types of retailer. Examples of these are florists, caterers, and retail chemists. Now, I want you to have a go matching the appropriate scheme to the appropriate condition or conditions. Click on the answer button to see the correct version. Good luck! That concludes this session on retail schemes.